Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and another daily editorial where we will be focusing on precious metals and that short squeeze that was quite short-lived for the silver stocks and silver price especially. I'm chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now Dave, as we are recording this on Tuesday, silver is down a little over $2, so it is still, let's say, slightly above where the price was when that short squeeze happened for silver, or at least started to happen just a few trading days ago, more at the tail end of last week. We saw some major gains in silver stocks yesterday on Monday, and today we're seeing them all, for the most part, come crashing back to where they started. It was also interesting to see all these juniors garner a buy, whether it was gold or silver juniors. Seemed like the smaller the company in the precious metal, the better it did yesterday. But again, all those are reversing again. Dave, what's your takeaway from this action? Let's start off in silver, the pop, and then the fall right back down.
Yeah, it's interesting, Corey. You know, people that are new to this sector just got another lesson in reasons not to chase juniors. You know, I mean, this thing was papered all over the news. You know, even my friends that know nothing about gold and silver were asking me about it. And it's unfortunate that people get sucked into these things. And it looks like it might have been a hedge fund shill on the Reddit site that started this to basically start a pump and dump maneuver. And if that's the case, it certainly worked, because you take a look at a lot of these stocks and the SLV, well, on Friday and on Monday, They printed black distribution candles where you had the commodity and a lot of these stocks up big at the beginning of the day, and then big money came in and took them back down again. And it's unfortunate that it's come into the sector like this, because, you know, it's always, we want to see silver and our stocks go up based on fundamentals, not on something that is a short-term event like this. It has the possibility to kind of screw up the market for a while, and that just might be the case here. There's really strong resistance at $30. Just take a look at the chart, and there's really strong resistance there. That's where it ran up in August, and now it's just tested that area again, and it's reversed sharply. Right after the close yesterday, the CFTC came out and raised margin requirements 18%. That was all she wrote. You know, when costs go from like 14,000 to 16,500 for a futures contract, that's a lot more expensive, and it brings it right back down. So this might not be over yet, but I think it is. And now we go back to looking at the fundamentals, which remain bullish for the silver price.
Okay. Yeah, well, going back to the fundamentals, right? That is what investors should be focusing on. But it was just interesting to hear some of the comments that even I was getting sent. Some of these pundits, obviously precious metals bulls, saying, well, they're saying that they're going to run silver up to $1,000. So even just going to $100, think of the gains that we're going to see here. And then to your point, what happened was silver ran up to strong resistance and has reversed. That really is the takeaway for me, is that as much talk as there was on these boards, and whether it was actually the retail audience trying to push silver higher, or if it was a play by a couple other hedge funds trying to get these retail traders on board with them, the price stopped at a significant resistance level. So that is something to consider. Dave, do you think in the long run, though, it is positive in a way that maybe more people were focused on the silver sector and we're seeing some gains, were exposed to a sector that they otherwise might have been ignoring or forgotten about?
Right. That's a great point that I also mentioned in my column last week, that this is getting more people focused on a market that they know nothing about. They see what's happening with the Federal Reserve creating all this money, and all these other central banks creating all this money. They see all this inflation in the system, and they've heard about the market maybe, but now maybe this is drawing their attention more closely to it. And you know, this Reddit army would not have been able to pull this off if it indeed was them, and it looks like it was, unless the trend was already up. And the trend is already up because the fundamentals are remain bullish for silver and gold. So, you know, but anybody that might be disheartened that you know, it's not going to run up to $50 or $1,000 or whatever crazy number these people are talking about, is the last time the silver market was cornered over 40 years ago by the Hunt brothers, it ran up to $150 in today's dollars, and it ruined the silver market and the gold market for over 20 years. I mean, it was in a ravaging bear market for over 20 years. So, you know, what we want to see, like I said, is we want to see the fundamentals are being the reason why gold and silver going up, and those remain very bullish for the long term.
So let's talk about some of these fundamentals, because in all fairness, you look at other markets that I think you do need to note when it comes to precious metals. Right now, in the short term, they're actually pushing precious metals lower. We have the dollar that is continuing to move higher. It's now over 91 on the dollar index. Bonds continue to sell off. The 10-year is back above 1.1%. And the U.S. equity markets, they're screaming higher today. The Dow has been up over 2% at points today. That just goes to show that investors are much more focused on the risk-on trade.
Right. Yeah, that's what was lost yesterday in this short squeeze mania that people were talking about. The U.S. dollar finished creating the right shoulder of a reverse head and shoulders bottom on its chart. You know, the dollar was the most heavily shorted it's been in quite some time. And people are starting to unwind their short positions, and the dollar could easily run up to resistance here at 92 pretty quickly. And now also this brings back into play the gold bear flag that had been that was started to be created after the huge move down we had at the first week of the year. This bear flag's been trading sideways for the past 2-3 weeks. So that's come back into focus now. So the bears were thwarted back during the holiday trading weekend of Martin Luther King holiday weekend a few weeks ago, when they tried to get it below 1800. They were looking for a stop hunt below 1800, and they were thwarted. But now with the dollar making this move like this, I wouldn't be surprised if they attempt it again. So we got to watch that 1800 level on gold, and we got to watch the miners, because the miners usually tell us which direction gold is going to be heading. It looked like the GDX, the GDXJ were attempting to create a double bottom here yesterday after last week's moves off the lows. So we have to be careful about that as well.
So, Dave, what are you doing then? Can you share some insights as to what you're telling your subscribers in terms of what you're doing with your portfolio? I do know that, well, because I follow along with your newsletter, that you have been making some stock trades here, and I believe you have been building up a bit more of a cash position. But as an overall strategy, please share.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I built up a cash position a few weeks ago, and I did purchase something last week because the fundamentals of the stock became very, very cheap and in relation to its peers. And I do have some more cash to purchase a few other things. But I did warn my subscribers that this silver move is probably going to be short lived, and do not chase price. You know, we still have an opportunity to buy some of our favorite juniors on weakness. And that is the case again today. And I think it might continue here for the rest of the week.
Now, what are some of the juniors in terms of sectors that you're liking? Are you dabbling in some of the base metals, some of the EV metals, or is it more to focus on precious metals right now?
It's still on precious metals. As far as the types of juniors are concerned, I really like companies that are de-risking high margin projects, and also some earlier stage juniors. I might like to add one more of those, but the company, it's very essential if the company has enough cash for the rest of the year. If they're about to do a raise, then I wouldn't touch it. I'll wait for a raise to be announced if I'm considering taking a position, and see how the market reacts to it, and see what the terms of the raise are. So you just have to be very careful when you're trying to bottom fish. The fundamentals of the company are number one, because, you know, all these stocks, they bottom at different times. You know, if you feel the sector's made a bottom, doesn't necessarily mean the stock has made a bottom, and vice versa. If you feel that the sector may have further to go, there are still plenty of stocks out there that have already bottomed. So you just have to really pay attention to fundamentals of the stock before you take a position, and just watch that chart and get to know it really well, and you'll begin to get a feel for when the best time to take a position is.
So, Dave, one final comment. We are getting a lot of news from companies outlining their exploration plans for 2021. What are some of the factors or characteristics of the exploration plans that you are attracted to?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's got to be fully funded, and as far as the treasury is concerned. And second of all, it's best to take a look at where they're targeting. You know, if they've already got a defined deposit, what are they targeting? Are they is it going to be infill drilling? Is it going to be step out drilling? You got to look at things like this. And with the earlier stage juniors, it's more difficult, because these are drill plays. You know, you're hoping for a discovery. And, you know, if a discovery happens at the right time of the market, you know, you could do really well really quickly. And of course, the best thing to do if you are fortunate in that happening is to take some off the table when it does happen. But, you know, it all depends on the type of junior it is.
Okay. Dave, we'll wrap it up there. I do agree with you. You do need to go story by story, read into all these drill programs, but there are some very interesting programs that are planned for this year, and even better, as you mentioned, they are cashed up. So something to consider, and hopefully the labs won't take as long to get back the assay results this year, but either way, you do need to be focused on companies doing the right work and enough work to move the needle. Dave, thanks for your time today, buddy. I'll chat with you again next week.
Look forward to it, Corey. Thanks. Bye-bye.